From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris, and we're going to begin this hour on Capitol Hill, where House Republican leaders say they're ready to vote on a $50 billion package of spending cuts. The cuts would hit programs including Medicaid, food stamps, and student loans, among others. But at this hour, it's not clear whether Republicans have their votes together or not. Things were shaken up today when the House rejected a major spending bill, the single largest non-military bill of the year, covering the departments of education, labor, health, and human services. Now the sequence of events planned to settle the big budget and spending issue for the year seems to be in jeopardy. Joining us for a quick update on the turmoil is NPR congressional reporter Andrea Seabrook. Andrea, what's going on with the spending cuts bill? Are moderate Republicans still vowing to vote against it?
Well, Michelle, a substantial number of them still are going to vote against it, and that's in part why Republican leaders put the floor in recess right now. There actually is nothing going on the floor of the House while Republican leaders are counting up the votes they do have one more time. You know, this is the third time leaders have announced they were going to bring this bill to the floor, and it's the third time people like me have sat here and watched the floor go into recess while the leaders frantically tallied up their votes again. And since those first two times, leaders have acquiesced to moderates by taking things out of the bill. Just this morning, Republican leaders rolled back some of their changes in the food stamp program and in eligibility for Medicaid to get more moderates to vote for it. But they've also lowered the total amount of spending the bill would cut to under $50 billion. That's down about $5 billion from where it was a few weeks ago, and conservatives now on the other side have warned before that they won't vote for something that's under $50 billion. So that could be part of the problem that leaders have today.
Andrew, you noted that House Republican leaders have been trying to get this done for weeks now. Does this point to a leadership problem?
Absolutely. Michelle, many blame Republicans now, their chronic problems now, on the fact that powerful Texas Republican Tom DeLay is out of the leadership, though he still has a lot of clout in the party and works behind the scenes. But with DeLay gone, this has been a real test for the abilities of Roy Blunt, who is trying to do DeLay's old job of majority leader while also continuing his own job of majority whip. That's the vote counter. Also, Speaker Dennis Hastert has had to try and hold together a party that is increasingly divided. So the Republican leadership is definitely weakened right now. And there are chairmen and rank-and-file members who, behind the scenes, would really like to take over some of those posts. So they have little incentive to toe the party line right now. Some of them would really like to see these spending cuts fail.
The House today also defeated what was supposed to be the final version of the annual spending bill that actually appropriates money for major social programs. What happened to that?
Well, it's a similar situation to the spending cuts we were just talking about. A bunch of moderates and a few other Republicans voted against the bill, many because it cut more than $1 billion in health care, education, and welfare programs. The people who crafted the final bill also left out about $8 billion that was meant to go to prepare for an avian flu outbreak. And what made it even harder for some to vote for it was the fact that the final bill dropped more than $1 billion in earmarks for individual projects for specific members of the House and Senate. At the same time, Democrats were 100% united against the bill, and it appears that this vote just kind of snuck up on the leadership and they lost it.
It also appears that Democratic unity is stronger even as Republican leadership seems to be weakened.
Absolutely. It used to be that Republicans could count on peeling off a dozen or so conservative Democrats to vote for Republican bills, but Democrats have united and won these political fights, and as they continue to win the fights, their resolve only stiffens.
NPR's Andrea Seabrook on the House side of the Capitol building. Thank you, Andrea.
You're welcome.